for those of you who may, for some reason, question the very idea of celebrating the war in Iraq on the grounds that it's a fiasco, I would ask you for a little perspective, the kind that our president has.
You see it on TV, and that's the power of an enemy that is willing to kill innocent people. But there's also an unbelievable will and resiliency by the Iraqi people. I like to tell people when the final history is written on Iraq, it'll look like just a comma.
Iraq's a comma. Hiroshima as a colon. Spanish Inquisition as a tilde, one of them squiggly things over the end. 9/11 changed everything into punctuation. Now, for some reason, the comma comment, or comment, I make up silly new words. Well, that came across to some people as, well, a somewhat callous way to refer to the deaths of thousands and thousands of people, including many of our own. But today, White House Press Secretary Tony Snow told us we were wrong.
Now, some people have tried to say, how dare the president refer to this as a comma? He's being glib about the deaths of Americans. That's outrageous.
Outrageous! And not outrageous. Outrageous, but outrageous! Outrageous! Outrageous. Because in actuality, the comma the president spoke of refers to this.
The comma refers to the period of time between last year's election and today. We're talking about what the president's making the point is, when you look at a history book, a 10-month period is a comma.
You know what? I guess I could see that. Maybe if the book is this,